But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome on in, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys put on 215-592-9494 on a football Friday. We got started last night with a wild college football playoff game. And now we wait for Sunday at 4:30, the Eagles and the Packers. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, I just realized this morning that I live on a peninsula.
Oh, do
you? I told you that this morning. Yeah, I live on a peninsula. I didn't realize that.
So how do you feel about that?
It was like, wow, I need to, when I get time, I need to explore Delaware just a little bit more. You know, I need to do it a little bit exploring.
All right. Well, he was going to be
parts
exploring.
Parts of Delaware. Delaware's like, you know, because it's funny because we only deal with the parts that, you know, I guess that are closer.
Sure.
You know, like the furthest I've been in Delaware is Dover.
That's not very far.
No, it's a lot going on in Dover,
Hugh, but make sure you make some time for 4:30 on Sunday. We got a big weekend here. The Eagles, the Packers, Sunday. Speaking of Delaware, how about these guests we got today? How about this? So coming up at 12 o'clock today, Dorsey Levins will join us.
Herbert.
His take on the game. At 1 o'clock, we get an official ruling from Ike Reese on what Hugh Douglas has to do with his beard.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you should be nervous. And at 1:30, the new head coach of Delaware State, you might know him as an Eagles wide receiver. His name's DeSean Jackson. He's going to join the show. All right, Hugh, we've had all week to talk about this game and think about it. And we do have some kind of troubling news from yesterday at Eagles practice. We'll get to that. But we've talked about this game in every different way, waiting for Jalen Hurts to get back on the practice field, monitoring what's going on with Jordan Love, who did have a full practice yesterday. So It looks like both quarterbacks are going to be out there Sunday. And, you know, we've kind of, you know, had our eye on the Packers a lot this year. We played them in week one. We followed them all through the season, knowing we could see this team down the line. And, Hugh, I've thought about it. And sometimes my mind from the beginning of the week to the end will change, right? Sometimes it will stay the same. Sometimes I feel about a game on Monday, I feel the same way on Friday. I came in here Monday and I was nervous. I had nervous postseason energy. You know where that nerves have gone?
Where did they go?
They're gone.
They're gone.
You know why? Because the Eagles aren't just going to win this game on Sunday. Hugh, the Eagles are going to win this game by a blowout. The Eagles are going to run the Packers out of the building. They have the better roster. They have the better offensive line. They have the better defensive line. They have the better coordinator. And they're playing a Packers team.
He workshopped this thing.
I've been thinking about it all week. They're playing a Packers team that is a fraud good team. Like, they're good, but they're a fraud. They haven't beaten a team that's really any good the entire season. And I just keep going back to the weird vibes I saw on Sunday with that team, with their head coach basically saying, I blew the game, the quarterback getting hurt, the wide receiver getting hurt, the safety after the game saying we have to fix everything. This is a dead team walking into Philadelphia, and the Eagles are going to run them out of the building. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, I believe the Eagles are a lock on Sunday. Lock it up right now. We're playing next weekend. Eagles in a blowout. Hugh, what do you feel on this football Friday?
I don't feel like it's a lock. I feel like the Eagles win this game, but I don't think anything is a lock because this team was in basically the same situation that they were in last year, the Green Bay Packers, that is. And they were able to win a playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys, going to their home.
Yeah, but Dallas, come on.
I knew you were going to say
that. The Cowboys?
You know what's funny? I can hear it when I was about to say it. I can hear people in their car saying, but everybody beats Dallas in the playoffs.
That's all right.
Well, okay, I'll say it like this. Well, let's not us become Dallas. And I think that you have to protect yourself from that, man. I don't think that – like, I'm with you. I think the Eagles win this game. But I think that going to this game thinking that you could just throw your hats out there on the field and they just lay down because it's the Philadelphia Eagles and they're coming to town, it's going to be a little cold that they're just going to give up. I think that's just not the right way to think about these things. Jordan Love is a – he hasn't progressed as a quarterback, in my opinion, over this season, but he's still a really good quarterback, and they're in the playoffs. And they got some pretty good wins under their belt as far as they got 11 wins. Well, they got 11 wins. 11 wins in the NFL is 11 wins.
Yeah.
You know, we can talk about the opponents that they played against and all the other good stuff.
They won against garbage.
And guess who else didn't beat a whole lot of winning teams and they ended up beating us?
Who's that?
Commodores. Remember that when they went in and they had a resume similar to that of the Green Bay Packers. Now, I know
but
when I say that.
But that game was in Washington.
I was about to say, I understand that was the caveat and the fact that our quarterback got hurt and the fact that it looked like we were about to rout the Commanders in that situation. Mm-hmm. But still, you have to protect against all that. There's been plenty of times, man, that I've been in playoff games where it looks like we are the favorite and it goes awry. Like, that's the thing that you always have to protect yourself against and realize that you're playing against an NFL team.
You have some nerves here.
It's not nerves. It's more respect than anything.
Yeah, so I respect that they're a good team. But they're not as good as their record says. And I think they have beefed up their resume. Here's the Packers' resume. Over the last calendar year, they've won one game that got everyone's attention, and that was the Dallas game last year. They've built their resume on that. Look at their season this year. They lost to the Eagles in Brazil. They lost twice to the Minnesota Vikings. They lost twice to the Detroit Lions. They haven't really stepped up and answered the bell when they've had to in almost any game. When they beat the Rams this year. That was a pretty nice win. That was probably their nicest win of the season. The Rams, I believe, in that game were at Nacua. Like, they didn't have their full complement. Here are their wins. Over the Colts and Anthony Richardson, who's barely an NFL quarterback. Over the Tennessee Titans, the worst team in the NFL. Over the Arizona Cardinals, non-playoff team. Over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Chicago, they beat the Bears by one. They blew out the Niners, who were playing their backup quarterback that day. This team is a... on paper, they look scary. And then you kind of deep... Yeah, they're paper tigers. They look scary on paper. And then you look deeper and you're like, wait a second. I'm scared of this Packers team. 215-592-9494. The Eagles have shown us since the end of September they're one of the best few teams in the NFL. That's going to continue on Sunday. This is a lock. The Eagles are going to win this game. 215-592-9494. What are you feeling? Predictions, feeling, gut. It's a gut feeling Friday. Are the Eagles a lock to win this game? You know who's thinking like me? Jaws. Football guy Ron Jaworski. Listen to what he said about the Packers in this matchup.
I just see no way. I see no way the Packers beat the Eagles.
Wow. You see no way.
I see no way, Joe.
Give me a little bit more on why. That shocks me.
Well, I think Jordan Love is overrated. He's a solid quarterback, but he's overrated.
Solid quarterback, but he's overrated.
Man, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jaws, and because Jaws knows more football than most people that I know, and he's watched a lot of film and everything, but still. Jaws even tell you, I believe, that you can never underestimate anybody, that you can never underestimate your opponent.
Well, I can right now.
I see that. I see that's what you're doing. I refuse to do that, man. I mean, because even though, like, there are so many different examples. Even like the one last night when Notre Dame came into that game, and we talked about it before the game started, how everyone was stricken with, well, they had a lot of their players. I'm not going to say
they had the flu in the locker room.
They were decimated with the flu. And they still found a way to win that game last night, man. Even though it looked like early on that it was all Penn State.
10-0.
Yeah, man. And Notre Dame was able to fight and get back in that game and won by a field goal. So it's one of those things where you never underestimate your opponent. You just can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not underestimating them. I just think the Eagles are better. I actually think we're looking for reasons not to realize how good the Eagles are. The Eagles have been dominant since the end of September. Not good. They've been dominant. I mean, every challenge they've had, they have answered the bell since the beginning of October. They just win these games. They win a lot of them by margin. They went to Baltimore and won the game.
Yeah, that was pretty
impressive. I mean, when the week started, I was where you are. Don't underestimate the Packers. They're a pretty good opponent, right? All those kind of things. And as the week has gone on, the more I look at it, I'm like, wait a second. They're way better. They have better players. They have home field advantage. They have better coaches. They're going to win this game.
You woke up this morning and realized what you're working with. You woke up this morning like, I realize what I'm capable of.
I realized they're going to win this game by two scores. 215-592-9494. Of course, there's the other side. You can call it scared. You can call it, not taking them lightly. Ross Tucker, also a football guy, he warned against taking the Packers lightly. Here's what he told us.
They went into Dallas last year in the 2-7 game and annihilated the Cowboys. And then they went out to San Francisco, the number one seed, and they really could have, would have, should have won that game. I mean, I can think of like five plays in that game that if it had gone the other way, if the Packers guy just intercepts the pass, the Purdy threw right to him or whatever, that the Packers win that game and it's a Lions-Packers NFC Championship game. So it's not a favorable draw. It's not a good thing. You know, for example, if the Commanders came in, I don't really think that they would be able to beat the Eagles at the link. If the 7th seed in the AFC or the 6th seed in the AFC, the Broncos or the Steelers came to link, no way, no shot. I think the Eagles are better. I think the Eagles will win the game, but there's a decent percentage chance that the Packers come in and play really well and win the game. I mean, if they played 10 times, I don't know, did the Packers win three times? I don't know how many times that is. Four, maybe? The difference, I will say, is they're kind of limping to the finish line.
See, that's – and it's, I understand what Ross said there, and the Packers obviously have some talent, and there's a world where they keep this thing close. And obviously, if it's a close game, you get nervous. But they are limping to the finish line. Like, literally, they lost their best deep threat last week. He's out. Remember last year what happened to the Eagles in Week 18 when they played A.J. Brown? They lost him, and then they went on the road in the playoffs.
They got spanked.
Got smashed. They scored 9 points. That could happen to the Packers this week, and they lost their best. And their quarterback is hurt. Remember last year Jalen Hurts broke his finger or dislocated his finger in the last week, and then he looked like crap in the playoff game? Jordan Love has an elbow issue. The more I think about this, the more this is setting up for the Eagles to roll. 215-592-9494. What's the word?
Oh, you can say plant-based because that's what you were about to say.
It's a football Friday for a playoff game, and you're warning me not to take people lightly.
Well, you can't take them lightly.
I am.
I mean, Josh Jacobs is a good running back.
He's good.
He's a good running back, man. And we've seen, just like on our team, that if you get him rolling, he could be a whole problem.
Okay, great.
He could be a whole problem. I look at it like this,
Joe. Playoff games in his
I look
career.
At it like this. When you look at man for man, they're 22 against ours. We're better. We're favorable in that position. But they're not a slouch. They're a decent team. They're a decent team, and that's the thing that you have to guard against. Because going in there thinking that you're going to need less than your best effort, because when you say, oh, it's a blowout, that's what it kind of feels like to me. Oh, you can take this day off, fellas. They're not going to come to play. No, you can't do that. It's the playoffs.
Well, no one's saying take a day off. I just feel supremely confident the Eagles are going to blow them out.
This feels like, you know, when you go into, I don't know what Eagles fans do to prepare for the game, but, you know, maybe on when they're a little – nervous, they prepare their best meals because they're into it, and they you know, the filet mignon, the scrimps, and all. I'm doing that on purpose, so don't nobody text me talking about it's not filet mignon, it's filet mignon. I know that, so don't hurt yourself trying
Hullabaloo
to correct me.
Or hoobaloo, yeah. Hoobaloo,
and you know all of those what's it called, charcuterie boards, yeah, and all of
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah. Nailed it, yeah.
Yeah, all of that. Instead, you say, oh, this is an easy game, so now you're just rolling out grilled cheese sandwiches and juice boxes. No, this, you better bring the good stuff to this game. You got to bring the A game.
I'm deeming this a juice box game. 215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Cates. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Cates. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles a lock on Sunday? As we get ready for the start of the postseason, I've thought about this game all week, and everything. I just keep having this feeling they're going to win this game by double digits. Kyle, what are you feeling here on our first postseason football Friday, and the first, I believe, of at least a few here, hopefully many the next month of the season. Where are you at? Are the Eagles a lock?
Yeah, you used the term that I thought of for the Packers. They're a dead team walking. Like Ross said, they are limping into the postseason. You don't just lose to the Chicago Bears in the regular season and act like everything's okay.
I'm glad you said that. The Bears hadn't won a game since October. They tried to beat the Bears last week, and they lost to the Bears.
Not only that, but they're banged up. They've lost key players on both sides of the ball. Jair Alexander, their top corner, who followed A.J. Brown around in week one, he's done. Yep. Christian Watson, done. And not even, like, even if those guys were to play, we're a better team top to bottom than the Green Bay Packers. There is no way in my mind that they come into the link and beat this team. We're more hungry. We're more ready. We're the more physical team. And we're just a better team. I have the Eagles as a lock to beat Green Bay this week.
A lock.
Come on, Hugh.
Come on. I mean, Hugh, by the end of the show, we need you to call this a lock.
I mean, ain't nothing to lock. I think they beat them, but I'm not bullish.
I can't believe on a football Friday before a playoff game you're scared. That you're walking in here scared.
See, it's crazy to me that you guys like to play these word games and say, oh, you're scared. No, I
feel it. It's not a word game. I could sense it.
I'm being respectful.
It's in the studio. You could you cut the tension with a knife. How scared you are.
I'm being respectful.
Respectful?
Respectful.
They lost the Bears at home.
Who was that? Let me go back in the time machine a little bit. Mm-hmm. When the Carolina Panthers came to town here, when we were the NFC East champions and we had home field advantage, who was favored in that game?
The Eagles.
What ended up happening?
So because upsets happen, I could never feel strongly?
I'm saying that's why you should never overlook anybody.
Yeah, but okay.
Same thing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Favored in that game.
Yeah.
Home field advantage. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia. It didn't happen.
It's your fault.
Don't blame me for that. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Joe. I mean, there's a chance. You know, just like even Ross said yesterday, they played 10 times. The Packers might win 3 of those games.
That's great, but the other 7 are going to the Eagles.
Yeah, but what if this is one in the playoff generator? What if this is one of the 3?
No, this is not a generator. This is real life.
If this is the playoff simulator, what if this is one of the 3?
We're not living this. Here's what else is real life. They beat the Indianapolis Colts, who stink, by 6 points. They beat the one time they beat the Bears, it was by a point on a blocked field goal.
Any given Sunday, though.
Any given Sunday. I mean, this Packers team is 2 or 3 breaks away from missing the playoffs, and now we're worried about them. 215-592-9494. Is this a, you know what? Enough of the Cowboys thing last year. Ross brought it up. You're bringing it up. How come anytime I brought up the Eagles from last year, everyone said, Joe, that's last year. You can't bring it up anymore. But the only thing we have with the Packers is they beat the Cowboys
because
last year.
Because it fits my argument for
the
day.
Yeah, all right. I get that. It's just their reputation is built on last year. The 2024 Packers
evolve daily.
Are overrated. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a football Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy playoff football Friday, man.
Chris, you're off to a good start here on this one. Sorry, you're not. Chris, I apologize. The quarterback threw that one away, Chris, last night.
Listen, Joe, let me tell you something. We kept the starter and let the backup go. The better quarterback walked. Doesn't this sound a little familiar, Joe?
A little bit, yeah. It does happen sometimes. I get it, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you know, little Wentz and Nicky action went on there. So, moving on from that, guys, because that's not what's important today. What's important today, Mr. Soon-to-be Greenbeard?
See, I kind of knew this was going to somehow today. Meander its way back.
Well, because this is your penance. Go ahead, Chris.
All that speak you're hearing right now, that's just the non-Eagles fan in him, the non-supporting the fan base with the regular colored beard. Once Ike comes in and takes care of business, you're gonna. I think he's gonna see things. All right, let's go. Here we go.
I got it.
Sunday, our gladiators enter the link with their eyes set on the prize, ready to destroy anything in their path. This team of green warriors is different. They are them. Philadelphia, it's time. The real season is starting on Sunday. This is what we live for. This is why we do what we do. This is why we bleed green. Green Bay Packers are about to be put back on ice and sent home to their frozen tomb. The NFL's number one ranked defense is going to set the tone. Eli is going to tread through their offensive line all night and pulverize. Jordan ain't getting any love all night long.
Sounds like Pound Town to me.
Pound Town
linebackers will be on seek and destroy this all day, obliterating everything in the past.
Oh, my God, man. You know that's not...
Green Bay airspace will be invaded and imprisoned by Guantanamo Bay. Full lockdown will be in effect. As for our offense, it's going to be full system go for Jalen Hurts. He's going to show everyone why he's the top 5 NFL quarterback.
But the monster, the beast, the truth, Godzilla, is going to run wild and show everyone he, him, no one can stop this force. Philadelphia, let me tell you how this will go. Only three definitions in life. Death, Texas, and the Eagles beating the Packers on Sunday. We'll win this game by over 14 points. Three, many, go! It's time! The force will be let loose. Eagles take to the sky. It's green time. Where are you, Douglas?
Now that's the way we start off a football Friday.
I mean, that couldn't have been better timing.
That was, he built up all season. He's obviously, Chris is in postseason mode. I'm in postseason mode. Kyle's in postseason mode. Not everyone around here, though, is in postseason
mode.
You're not. Kyle, is you in postseason mode? It doesn't feel like it to me.
I'm in postseason mode.
He's killing my vibe over there.
Are you in postseason mode?
I am in postseason mode.
He can't even keep a straight face.
I know.
No, I'm just laughing that these Fridays are starting to feel eerily similar.
Well, wait. I mean, if you're not plant-based about things.
Because this is where we're supposed to have, like, hardcore football analysis. And we're supposed to give our reasons why we think the way that we think.
Yeah.
And you always poo-poo. Y'all need to start listening to me, man, more. Who gave you that banger last night about the Penn State-Notre Dame game?
Yeah, I was on
That's
the wrong
right,
side
you
of that.
Did, Hill.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Gave you the banger.
Damn right.
And every week that I've been in here,
I have dropped some sage
knowledge every Friday. But every Friday I get met with the same thing, ridicule.
Well, my
fandom is always in question.
Here we go again. I mean, just ignoring
just
the Bears
saying.
Pick and the Panthers pick over the years. I mean,
I'm ignoring those. No, I got that Bears one, though. I got Eberflus on that one.
But that's part of the handicap. You got to know Eberflus. Anyway, 215-592-9494. It's a football Friday on Wild Card Week. And I think the Eagles are going to blow the Packers out of the building Sunday. What do you think? Get on the record here. Gut feeling on a Friday. Is this a lock? I believe so. Hugh does not. Hugh thinks Eagles are going to win. Let's not paint him the wrong way. He thinks they're going to win. But he's not ready to call this a lock.
Slightly plant-based about it.
I know.
Yeah, say I'm being plant-based.
You are.